word of God is light. The word of God is truth. The word of God is life. Join God's servant, Apostle Jonathan Shekonia of Family Worship Experience International, as we journey into the reality of kingdom truth.
Thank you for being my hope. Thank you for being my peace. Come and go ahead, blessing. Blessing, He has not left us like that. He is our comfort. He is our strength. He is our hope. Come and bless me. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Tonight, are you ready for the things the Lord will be doing with us? I want you in 1 minute to pray and say, Lord, I need a visitation tonight. A tangible visitation. Wherever you are, can you pray this? Just one prayer. Lord, I need a tangible visitation tonight. Come on, are you praying outside? Inside, are you praying? Lord, I need a visitation. I need a visitation. I need a visitation. Come on, outside, I need you to pray. Lord, I need a visitation. Don't be distracted with the things the Lord will be doing tonight. Labara sato om seketeya. Head of Osha. Labaro sata kabala deke. For many of you, something will begin in your life tonight that will alter your Christian experience for a lifetime. I just need you to pray and be expectant. Lord, tonight I am open. Lord, tonight I am expectant. Will it blow like the mighty wind? Spirit of victory, will you cover us with your wings? Hey, blow like the mighty wind. Spirit of victory, will you cover us with your wings? Tonight, that's what will happen to many of us tonight. Oh, blow like the mighty wind. Spirit of the ancient one, will you cover us with your wings? Oh, blow like the mighty.
Teach me the ways of the ancient.
Inside and outside, invade us. Let no one be left out tonight. Let no one be left out of tonight's experience. Indeed, it's an experience. La baro sabatene kebele katina. Shira na 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 no sa. Shira na na no sa ya da ya da. Please take me to power. Oh, deeper, teach me the ways of the deep. Teach me the ways of the ancient. Landa rosa baleketia, heramanda brosa baleka brianda ketia. Enanado saradariosa, come on outside and show you are flowing. Shana rosa. Hira da 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 da. Sharariya, sharariya, can you just chant in the spirit for 1 minute, inside and outside? Come and sing in the spirit. Tonight our hearts are open, our spirits are open. Teach us what you taught the men of the ancient, that let them did mysterious things, that let them treaded with ancient mysteries, treaded with the word of God, and lived upon the earth as though they were gods. And indeed the Bible says, ye are gods. Lord, we ask that you expose us to these ancient mysteries. Expose us to these ancient mysteries. Oh, dear Lord, Fabro Sataya. For out of the mouth of babes and suckling, you will then praise. For when I consider the works of thy hands, thy heavens, the moon, the stars, and all that you will then, what is man? What is Jonathan? What is family worship experience? That you are mindful of us. Who are we? Thank you for the privilege of grace. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Tonight is going to be an introduction to a series we will start in weeks to come. But I just want to open you up to something that will whet your appetite. And I want you to know that God is going to introduce many tonight to a new season of intimacy. Believe what I'm telling you. A new season, a new dimension of intimacy. You will get to know the Lord and love Him in a strange way. In a strange way. Lord, tonight, Take us deeper. Take us higher. Let us experience you in strange ways. Thank you, Spirit of God. Can you just lift your hands wherever you are? Outside, inside, just lift your hands in 1 minute wherever you are. I want to do a prophetic song, but let your hands be lifted. Laba Shidaka. Dashinan, don't sing. Damunan, Sarkin Al Janna. Janana. Dashinan, Damunan. He's standing right here before you. Gashina I gamanan Sarkin Al Janna. Yanana. Gashina Gamanan. Yanana. We want to love you more. We want to see your face. We want to touch your hand. To experience your grace. Hey. We want to love you more. I'm singing on behalf of everybody. Just be still and receive. Want to touch your realities. Shenano Salavia. We want to know your ways so that we will do business in deep waters. We want to experience your grace. Shenano Selanaya. Oh Lord. Will you set our hearts on fire for you? Build an altar of fire in our hearts. Oh Lord, will you set our heart on fire for you? Shenananum sayara lavarade. Precious Spirit of God, breathe on us tonight. Breathe on us tonight. Breathe on us tonight. I'm seeing two people that the Lord is introducing to a higher level of sensitivity. That you will be super sensitive to spiritual things. It's an anointing, it's grace. You will be super sensitive to spiritual things. Labarano salavaria. Oh, blessed be your name, Jesus. Just help them. Labro zakabatia. We thank you. Zanabaro. Some of you are at the overflow, the same anointing, there is no distance. Shalabadea. Lambo Saladea Nanosa. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, we love you. Hallelujah. Please, if you can, be seated in God's presence. The sun will no more give you sunlight by day, and the moon will no more give you moonlight by night. Jehovah will be your everlasting light. You your strength and your sight, and the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will shine 7 times as bright. This is a prophecy. When Jehovah binds up the wounds of his own, he'll heal all the blows inflicted on his one. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is a prophecy I'm bringing. That the light of the moon will shine like the light of the sun. A change of level. And the light of the sun will shine 7 times as bright. Meaning whatever level you are now, God is about to shift you. God is about to alter that level. He's about to introduce you to something higher, something fresh, something new, something strong. And then we will rise like the men of the ancients and be able to do business in deep waters. Tonight, oh God, let deep call unto deep. Let deep call unto deep. Hallelujah. Romans. Let me want what you want, oh my dear. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. For that is how you design my life to be. Help me, Lord, to live like I ought to live. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. For that is how you design my life to be. Help me, Lord, to live like I ought to live. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will to be lost in you is my desire. To be all for you is all I want. Oh Lord, drive me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no choice that is separate from your choice. To be lost in you is my desire. To be lost for you is all. So with you, Lord, I can be naked and have no shame. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and not ashamed. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. So let the weight of your glory cover us. Then let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory, and let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory, for we love the lion, we adore the lion. We love the lion. We adore the lion. We honor the lion. We are upset. Hey, Away in the wilderness, saith the Lord of hosts. He will make the impossible possible in this season. For this is a season of strange happenings, strange manifestations of the Spirit. Young ancients will arise with the Spirit of Yeshua, do mighty things on behalf of the King they represent. Oh, for the Lord is on our side. We are not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. Barasidadabashara. That in this season there is an unusual opening. There is an unusual opening. But the Lord Himself will begin to reveal Himself to many. You will begin to experience strange visitations in your dreams, in your visions, in your time of prayer, in your time of studies. You will begin to have strange visitations. You will begin to hear voices. For many of you, you will read the scripture. It will be like there is someone standing behind you and reading the letters to you, saying the Lord of hosts. It will so happen that you begin to walk in strange levels of revelation. So many things you will not account for how you knew them. They will just come into your spirit. For spiritual things are not taught, saith the Lord. They are caught. You catch them in the spirit. They are delivered. Only the sensitive in the spirit can receive. And in this season, saith the Lord of hosts, there is a release of this spirit of revelation. For many young people will rise in an unusual insight. They will begin to walk in the wisdom of Daniel. They will begin to walk in the wisdom of Solomon. They will begin to bring counsel to their generation. So that where there are confusion, one man can be able to alter the wisdom of the world. Saith the Lord of hosts, for as many that can be opened, the word of the Lord is coming. As many that can be open in this season, saith the Lord, you will walk in these realities. You will walk in these realities. And for many, the Lord is saying, you are doing a menial job. It does not look like what you are supposed to do for now. But listen to what the Lord is saying. You will be like the Mordecai, that although you are in the gate, you will be able to receive the counsel of the Lord. That where you are really does not matter. Where you are serving does not matter. But in that position, God has positioned you well to be able to receive the counsel of heaven and deliver it to his people, saith the Lord of hosts. And Lord, we are open. Do with us as it pleases you. Do with us as it pleases you. For there will be an unusual release of the spirit of prophecy. For many will begin to walk hand in hand with the presence of the Holy Spirit. For many will walk hand in hand. Hand in hand. Hand in hand. Hand in hand. Not like you are qualified for it, but this is grace. It's just that you are fortunate to fall in a season and in a generation where these works of the Spirit are supposed to be ours. It's not like you are so much qualified for it. No, it's an election of grace. It's an election of grace. It's an election of grace. For many of you will be placed over territories, will be placed over geopolitical zones, will be placed over states and local government. And you will begin to bring the counsel of the Lord for such seeming generation, for such territory, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord, we are open. We are. For I see young generals arising with the spirit of the ancient. Men in the music industry, men in the word industry, young apostles, young evangelists, with strange levels of the healing anointing. For this is what the Lord is doing in this season. For what was prophesied in years back, the Lord is saying this is the season for the manifestation. What our fathers prophesied, what our fathers traveled in the place of prayer, we are just in prophecy. We are just in prophecy. We are just in prophecy. And Lord, whatever you intend to do in this season, don't do it without us. 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 Irrespective of where we come from, who we are, our qualification, our strengths and weaknesses, Lord, let your grace carry us on the wings of the Spirit. Thank you, Father. The Lord told me this sometimes back, and he's asking me to re-echo it. There are a number of you who will begin to see people in your dreams teaching you the things of the Spirit. Listen carefully. In your dreams, men will appear to you and begin to teach you codes in the Spirit. They will teach you spiritual codes. They will begin to teach you things that are not common to this realm. It will not happen because you pray. No, not necessarily. It's going to happen because this is the season. We are in that season. Many of you, they will come in form of ancient men that have long gone. The Bible calls them cloud of witness. These men will come to you in your dreams. Angels will come to you in your dreams. They will begin to teach you things. They will begin to show you things. They will begin to give you visions that do not belong to this realm. They are strange realities. Oh Lord, our spirit, our hearts are open. They are open. For many of you, the ideas will be taught to you in the area of business. For many of you, to be your academics, you begin to see men who teach you things in your dreams. For many of you, it's in ministry. You've been struggling. They will come to you with pad, not pad, and they will begin to teach you secrets, mysteries that command results. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We honor and adore you. We honor and adore you. Oh, Lava Shina, na 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 na. Overflow. There is a spirit of the prophetic coming on a number of you at the overflow. The Lord is saying me, telling me to say this to you. The spirit of prophecy at the overflow, for you will begin to prophesy. For many of you, it will be your time of prayer. You will begin to prophesy. You won't just know, but you will begin to prophesy. You will begin to prophesy. You will begin to prophesy. It's an anointing. It's a gift upon your life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a place where our heart cries for Lord. There is a place we are yearning for. It is a blessing when He calls to the Lord. I am on my way. Except for the keyboard, just be still. Stand in awe and sin not. Then it's a commune with your own heart. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. será yugo, Lord our God, eternity's holy King. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, for your word brings up the evening. You are God, you are Adonai, Lord of all, sovereign Jehovah. You are God, you are Adonai, Lord of all, sovereign Jehovah is your name.
place.
Into a fresh season. Everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, I declare and decree over your lives an encounter that will alter your Christian experience. I prophesy into your life an encounter that will alter forever your Christian experience. An encounter that will do to your spirit what 10 years of prayer cannot do. That's what I'm talking about. An encounter that will bring you to a level of sensitivity that 10 years of prayer cannot accomplish. An encounter that will bring you to a level of wisdom that 10 years of studies cannot give. An encounter that will bring you to a dimension of revelation that a mere impartation cannot deliver. That before the end of this year, both you and the people around you will notice a shift in your life. In the name of the King, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Sit down. Let me show you a scripture the Lord showed me and then talk to you briefly and we are done for tonight. So a few years back, I truly needed to love the Lord. I wanted Him. I wanted to love Him. I wanted to see Him. I wanted to touch Him. I wanted to experience Him. Above all, I needed a love affair with the Lord that was beyond the normal, that was beyond the natural. The reason for that was because I was not satisfied with everything I saw around. I just needed to pay attention. This might be the only thing I will do tonight and will pray. I was not satisfied with the things I saw around. What people call church for me became like a routine. I was not satisfied. And I kept asking questions. Is this all that there is? Can there be anything more? the hunger in me pushed me to looking for messages, looking for videos of men that walked with the Lord and did amazing things for the Lord. Stumble on messages by great men of God, and of course messages by our father Apostle Joshua Selman. This opened me up to unusual levels of hunger. I really needed the Lord. I was desperate for the Lord. I wanted Him by all means. And like I said, above all, I wanted a love affair, not even ministry. I didn't want to preach. I didn't want to be a pastor. All I wanted was to love Him. I was still a student. And one faithful day, the Lord showed me a scripture. That scripture changed my life. That scripture altered my life. For many of you, it's possible you've come across it and it didn't make any sense to you. But that scripture introduced me to something strange. That scripture built in my system something I can never recover from till today. And I want to show you one or two of those scriptures. And tonight, I'm so confident in my spirit. For many of you, it has happened already. And for many of you, before I finish the few minutes I have, God is going to usher you into a depth of love. I mean a depth of love. I know for many of you, what you want is that you want to be a pastor. But when God introduces you to this, you will realize that there is something beyond being a pastor. There is something more exciting than being a preacher. And that thing is having a love affair with God. That thing is called intimacy. An affair with the Holy Spirit. You really might not even be a preacher, but just a normal Christian. But that your life will become so entangled, so intertwined with Him, that whenever they are looking for Him and they see you, they found a copy. Hallelujah. The book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse 5.
Take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your warm embrace. Than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I long to be dear.
And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God. This thing you've been looking for, you want to love the Lord, right? Look at this. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by who? By who? Everybody, by who? By the Holy Ghost. When I found this, this was the reason for my obsession for the person of the Holy Spirit. Many of you have wondered, I will never teach and finish without mentioning the person of the Holy Spirit. If I come here to give you three keys to financial dominion, the last one will be the Holy Spirit. And many of you have been wondering, this was the scripture that led to that. I realized that in the kingdom there are many things, if not everything, impossible without the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Himself said, no one can come to me. No one, no matter the desire in you, no matter the craving, no matter how much you want to, He said, no man born of a woman can come except the Spirit of God draws him. Except the Spirit of the Father brings him. And look at this scripture. Now the Bible said the love of God, that intimacy you want, that love affair you want with God is never possible except the Holy Spirit brings it to you. And tonight my cry is that that person of the Holy Spirit will do that thing to you He did to me. I really cannot explain what He did to me, but that may He do to your spirit what He did to me. He said the love of God is shedded abroad in your heart through the Holy Ghost. It's never possible for a man, a mortal, flesh and blood, to love the Lord. Hear me again. It's not possible for a mortal to love the Lord. After the fall of man, man was not designed again to love the things of God. He became more sensual to this realm than he was to spiritual things. If there was need for a spirit entity to recuperate man and bring him to a position where he can respond to the things of the Lord. And then the Lord himself, Jesus, told us. He said, when I'm gone, I will send the person of the Holy Spirit. When he is come, there are many things he will do to you. And one of it is this, that he will shed in your heart. He will put in your heart the love for the Father. This is one of the major ministries of the Holy Spirit. That he's able to bring men into an unusual level of intimacy. This is one of his major ministries to humanity. Major ministry to pastors. Major ministries to believers. That he brings them to a level, a realm, a dimension of love. Like that song, "Take Me Deeper." Who is taking you deeper? The Holy Ghost. He said the love of God is being established in our heart by the Holy Spirit. You don't yet love the Lord. If all you are doing is confessing, "Lord, I love you." No. Love is an encounter. There is something that makes you love him unashamedly. There is something that makes you love him passionately. There is something that makes you love him beyond and above everything around you. It's an encounter with the person of the Holy Spirit. Believe what I'm telling you. If you can respect this, this thing changed my life when I found this scripture. My prayer point was changed. Each time I went to the Lord, all I was saying is, "Holy Spirit, can you infect me with this love? Can you possess me with this love? Make me crazy for you. Let me love you passionately. Let me love you as though passionately, forgetting about everything around me." And then gradually, I began to experience an unusual feeling in my inside. I can't just explain. But this thing was keeping me restless. It was making me restless day and night. Every moment my desire was to spend time with God. In that period, there were times I had prepared to go to class, and all of a sudden, his presence would just ooze into the room, and I would just drop my books and continue. I could be there till evening. I could be there till the next day. What was responsible for that? A love affair that came as a result of an encounter with him. Brothers and sisters, you want to love Jesus? You want to love the Lord? I bring you an answer. You need to meet the person of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said the love of God is established, is shedded abroad in your heart. My prayer is that tonight, many of you live here, you can't explain what is happening to you again. No, you can't explain it again. If you still can explain it, it means what happened to you is natural. If it is spiritual, there is no explanation to it. No explanation. There is an initiation that happens in this kingdom. Many of you think it's only in the occult, the initiation. You are joking. You don't know anything. Listen, there is an initiation that happens in the kingdom of God. Everything you see them do, they copied it from here. There is a way you can be initiated into this realm. As soon as the Lord initiates you into this realm, listen. You come to a point where you are walking on the earth, but the things of the earth don't matter to you again. It's not something you get by confession. You get by an encounter with him. The Holy Spirit is the initiator of that love. He can initiate it in your life. He can initiate you into it. And all of a sudden, you begin to love him like never before. And listen, when that love affair starts, it is being fueled by passion. That love affair is fueled by passion. Help that lady behind. The love affair is fueled by hunger. That love affair is fueled by hunger. It's fueled by passion. And number three is fueled by desire. When these three things are working in your inside, listen, you begin to realize that you are climbing. It's like a ladder from height to height, from level to level, from dimension to dimension. And tonight, oh God, please expose us to this love. Expose us to this love. as a proof that this thing is happening to you already. Look at the things that begin to happen to you. Number one is that the Lord will become a priority in your life. I mean, God will become a priority in your life. Not ministry, not business, not academics. All of these things will become secondary. If you are here and your business is still before you, it's still a priority, is a sign this thing has not started. What I'm talking about now has not become an experience to you. As soon as it becomes an experience, God becomes a priority in your life. Look at what he asked Peter in the book of John 21:15. He said, "Lovest me more than this?" The word "this" here is plural, meaning there are many things that can contend with his place in your heart. Do you love me more than your career, number one? Number two, do you love me more than your academics, for those of you who are students? Do you love me more than your parents? If this is an experience to you, it means the love of God is beginning to grow in you. "Lovest thou me more than this?" Then he confessed, "I love you." Say, "You are joking, you don't have it yet." Second time, "Do you love me more than your wife? Do you love me more than the ministry I gave you?" Listen, do you know that we men of God especially are like children? You give a child a biscuit, turn and come back again, tell him, "Give me this biscuit." He hide it behind. This is exactly how many of us are who are pastors. God gave you a ministry. Right now the ministry is taking his place. He comes to a meeting like this and he does not even have a chance to bless his own people. All of a sudden the man of God has taken the place of... Listen. If you truly love him, if this thing I'm talking about is beginning to happen to your spirit, God, his kingdom becomes a priority. That although you were a student, but your academics does not matter. You are a businessman. Anything. Have you watched these people that are not Christian? Each time it's time to pray their prayer, they don't care who is before their shop. They lock it and go to their place of prayer. Is that true? Look at the man who claims he's a believer. When a business comes, that's when you will stand. Forget about the things of the Lord. Come on now. And if you ask him, he said, "Lord, I love you." What are you talking about? The love I know is the one that makes God a priority. And nothing else contend with his place. Nothing. We need to grow in love with him. We need to grow in love with him. And number two, a sign and a proof that this love is growing in you is that John 14:23 becomes your experience. He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my word." The word of God will become valuable to you. You will have regard for the word of God. A proof that you are growing in this love. Look at what happened. A man that claims he loves the Lord will keep the word of God. And then look at it. He said, "My Father will love him. I too will love him." Then we will come and manifest ourselves to him. That encounter is what begs that love. You don't just love God because you want to. No. How many of you here value the word of God? How many of you here respect the word of God? If you do, it's a sign that this love is growing in you. Believe me. Then I was not a preacher. I will open my Bible and sit there for hours, eating it and enjoying it. At times I walk around my room and I'm just praying and say, "Lord, so this is in your word. This is amazing." I ate the word of God. Tonight, may God reawaken your passion for his word. Tonight, may God reawaken your appetite for the word of God. Regard for the word. Then he said, "I will love you, my Father will love you, and we will come, manifest ourselves to you, reveal ourselves to you, reveal." You want to see Jesus? You want to see him? He said, "Love him and keep his word." Then, this is a promise. The Father, the Son will come. They will manifest themselves to you. Do not want to give you the formula because I don't know it. But it was in the same period where this love encapsulated me, where I was so in love with him that I had an encounter with Jesus 2012. An encounter that changed my life. an encounter that changed my life. I saw the Lord Jesus. He looked at me and smiled at me. And that's the only thing I can remember till today. Till today. The only word that came out of me is, Lord, it's you. And listen, if I don't go to heaven because I want to go and enter a mansion, I will crave to enter there just to see his face. Brothers and sisters, when I saw him, the love I saw is the love I've never seen in the face and in the life of anyone on the earth. I have never seen it anywhere. Jesus, the one you are serving, when I saw him, listen carefully. When I saw him, that was when I saw the description and the definition of love. Many of you want to define love. Love has no definition. Love is Jesus. The day you meet him, you've met love. I bring you an announcement. The day you meet him, you will confirm that I told you this while we are on earth. When we get there, you will look at him and say, no, apostle told us that you are love. Now I can attest to that. I saw him 2012. I'm not flattering you. And what I saw was love. I can't remember any other thing apart from the smile I saw on his face. Listen carefully. If you have regard for his word, if you have regard for his word, if you have regard for his word, the Bible said, I will love you too. And I will come to you and manifest myself to you. The word manifest, English student, is for you to see somebody face to face. Is to reveal himself. It's like he has been in a hiding. Then all of a sudden he comes to you openly and says, here am I. If you truly love him. If you truly love him. I go around. You know, many of you have come around me and said, Apostle, you love people, you do this and that and that. That's true. Maybe because I met him. When I saw him, that was an impartation. I've told you again and again that the way I love people and love the body of Christ is not something I got naturally. It was an encounter that brought it. When I met our spiritual father, Apostle Joshua Selman, I realized that this thing is like that. Because the way he loved the church, the way he loves people, that thing is not natural. Then I remember the encounter I had, brothers and sisters. You don't love because you want to love. You love because something happens to you. Check our word. A man will shout and tell a lady he loves her. After 2 days, he leaves and he goes his way. That's not love. The Bible says, for while we were yet sinners. While we were yet sinners. That's where he began displaying his love for us. It's a supernatural love. Peter, lovest thou me? Keep my word. Keep my sheaves. Number 3, a proof you love him is that you will give him your time and your undivided attention. A proof and a sign you love him is your time and your undivided attention. I know you are busy. I know you are a businessman. I know you are this and that. But do you have time for him? If you don't, you don't yet love him. No. Time is the proof of love. If you love a man and you can't spend time with him, you are just blabbing. You don't love him yet. Many of you are in a relationship. How many times have you been angry because your lady refused coming to see you? Because your guy refused to give you time? If you as a man can be angry, how much more? One thing have I desire, one thing will I seek after, that I might dwell, not visit, dwell. And the Bible says, for they that dwell in the secret place of the Almighty shall abide. Is a place for dwelling, not for visiting. Many of you give him your time. But even in the time you are giving him, your attention is not there. That's the word for someone right now. Listen, you give him time actually. Listen, you need time to pray, but you need attention to have intimacy with him. All you need to pray is time. You blab around in tongues. When you want to have love affair, intimacy with him, brother, your attention, not just time, your attention must be there. Your undivided attention. The psalmist told us that 7 times a day he goes into the place of prayer and worship. Praise and worship. 7 times a day. Your time. Your attention. The book of Mark chapter 1 verse 35. The Bible tells us how Jesus will always separate himself to a solitary place, a quiet place, a quiet place to be alone, to have time to pray. I remember those periods. That was when I can wake up in the morning, carry my Bible with a bottle of water. I will enter the bush and just sit there alone behind the faculty. I will sit there crying, asking the Lord, Lord, I want to love you. All I wanted was love, not even ministry. I want to be different. If this is all that Christianity is, Lord, I don't want it. I want something different. My time. Time. Many young people now claim they love the Lord. Look at how busy they are. Going from house to house, from friends to friends, from here to there. What are you pursuing? There is nothing. Who are you visiting? They don't even want you to visit. You are just imposing yourself on people. And God is saying, look at the way you are forcing people like you. If only you can give me your time, people will like you naturally. Yeah. Do you know that the people you are craving to meet are not craving to meet you? No, are you aware? The people you are craving to meet, there is something making you to want to see them. Why not stay with God? Listen, if everybody leave you and God is with you, I mean God is with you, nobody has left you yet. Nobody has left you. Let everybody leave and you have his presence. No one has left you yet. But when you miss God and everybody is around, you don't have anybody. And one day, they can all go. One day. This was my craving. And brother, a proof you love him is your undivided attention. The Bible says, stand in awe and sing not. Psalm 4 verse 4. Commune with your heart upon your bed and be still. And in other places he said, be still and you will know. When you begin to give him that undivided attention, that is something that naturally happens. You come into a knowing. You come into an experience that have no explanation. Tonight, may my God and your God usher you into a depth of love. May he usher you into depth of intimacy. Number four, a sign you love him and this love is growing in you is that you come to a point where you are not ashamed to be corrected in his presence. You come to a level of openness. You are so open. You are broken and you are open to correction. So open. You are unashamed of it. I know now you are becoming a man of God, a woman of God, and you feel there are no issues in your life that should be dealt with. For me, till this point, each time I get to his presence, I open up my heart to him. I tell him things that I might not be able to tell anybody. I share with him things that are my secret. I don't want anybody to know. I open up my heart to him. Oh God, you know me. I know people look at me on the outside. They say, this guy is a man of God. He's so anointed. With the manifestation you are seeing, you don't believe apostle has arrived. But listen, before him, when I get here, I'm open. Lord, search me again. Search me again. Because whatever people say about you is not true until you hear what God is saying. They can call you woman of God. Call you all kinds of names. Brother, keep quiet first. Ask the Lord, what is he saying about your life? Because what the Lord is saying is the final thing. The Bible said the heart of a man is deceitful. Above all things, desperately wicked. He got to do wickedness. Desperately wicked. Deceitful. Meaning a man's heart can deceive even him himself. Yeah, a man can be deceived by his own heart. Are you open enough? Have you been hiding things from yourself and the Lord? That's why I sang that song. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. When I heard that song for the first time, I said, my God, who wrote this song? Dr. Paul Inenche, this man knows the mystery of retreating with the Lord. Listen, not everybody write that kind of song. He's the Father in the Spirit. He knows the mystery of... If you truly are a broken person, when you retreat with the Lord, that will become your song. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. I know for many of you, you are still ashamed. When you enter, you are ashamed to tell the Lord that you are struggling with lying. You are ashamed to tell him that you are not ready to overcome it. You are ashamed to tell him that you are still masturbating. And you think you will overcome it. No way. When you enter, you must be open enough. You must be open. You must be open. Because the heart of a man, you think you are fine, but your heart is deceiving you. He said the heart is deceitful. First, deceitful. Above all things, desperately wicked. We grow in love. And as a sign you are growing is that you will always be open. When you come before him, if you are having a relationship with somebody and you are hiding secrets, you are truly not in love. You are truly not in love. So if you are in love with God, you will be very open. Very open. When you enter and say, Lord, I'm here again. Psalm 139 from verse 1. Lord, I'm here again. I'm here again. It's me again. It's me again.
Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. Acceptor of your word.
I don't even know the remaining part. But that's a song. When you arrive there, you are not ashamed. You are just open. You are just open. From verse 1, can we have it quickly? Lava Shataya. Look at the psalmist talking. He said, oh Lord, thou hast searched me. I'm going to show you something surprising. Watch this. You've searched me and known me. You searched me already. That's past tense. And you've known me. Past tense, verse 2. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts from afar. Next verse, quickly, just wrong. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and thou art acquainted with all my ways. You know me, for there is not a word in my tongue, but oh Lord, thou knowest it altogether. He's trying to reveal how God knows you in and out. He said, thou beset me behind and before, and you've laid your hand upon me, meaning the man we're talking about here is a man of God. He's a man of God. The hand of God is on him. And he said, you know me in and out. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Next verse. Then he said, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? Next verse. If I ascend up into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Next verse. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Next verse. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light before you. So night and day do not have a difference before me, before God. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Now jump to the last two verses. This guy has explained, if you read further, he has explained how that there is nothing around him, nothing in his life that God does not know. Then look at what he's saying again. If you say the Lord knows him already, it's like me coming here and blabbing and saying, Lord, you know me, I'm pure, I'm this and that. And it's true that God knows him. It's true. All he said we just read now is true. But look at this. He says, search me, oh God. Meaning a man can hide this even before the Lord. You see your heart? You see my heart? Forget about it. You can still pretend and attempt to hide things away from God. Although he's the all-knowing. Although he knows everything about you. He just told us that God knows everything. But look at this again. He said, Lord, search me. Search me, oh God. And know my heart. The problem is this heart. Try me. Try my mind. And know my thoughts. Next verse. And see if there be any wicked way in me. So wickedness can be hidden in a man. And he can still come before God and pretend as though all is well. And then he said, lead me in the way everlasting. Listen carefully. You yet don't know the things you can do until you have an opportunity. Yesterday night, all through today, I was crying. I said, Lord, please, You know my future. You know my 10 years to come. You know my 20 years to come. You know my 50 years to come. If there is anything you are seeing in my future, a tendency that can pull me down, oh God, go into my future and correct it before I arrive. Go into my future, correct it before I arrive. Don't just claim you're a man of God. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Your heart can be nursing things. You might not know. Whoever knew that David can kill a man? Wait. David, a man after God's own heart, right? One day he was walking. The Bible says he saw a woman betting. He took her and killed the husband. Whoever knew that David, a man of God, can kill a man, take his wife? God was angry. David didn't even repent. He slept again with that woman and gave birth to Solomon. Can you imagine that? Everybody can be innocent because poverty has kept them there. The day God bless you with 10 million naira, that's when we will know. The way you are looking at me like this, that's when we will look for you in church and never see you. That's when I can call your phone. No, I don't even call people. That's when I might call you and say, where are you? He said, Apostle, you know we are busy. Life now, we have to take things strategically. You never knew that when you were broke because the blessings came. A man's heart can be desperately wicked, deceitful. Everybody now is humble around just pretending and assuming things are well because all of us are in this level. I came with a question. When God lifts you, will you still be here? Don't be quick to answer. When God makes you the great man you want to be, the great woman of influence you want to be, will people be able to access you again? When they call you, will you be there? Will God be looking for you or you'll be looking for God? Don't just answer, you will still be hungry for God. Because many were blessed like that and God didn't see them again. When you hear that a great man falls, don't be the first to talk. You need to be there and realize and understand the things that encompass them. It's for you to be cautious, careful. Lord, search my heart. Search my heart. Search my heart. Know my ways. If there be any evil way, if there be any wicked way, lead me the path everlasting. I remember I will keep retreating with the Lord, and all I'm crying day and night, I do that till today. Search my heart. This heart of mine, this heart, people might think is good, but Lord, this heart, please work on it. Work on it. That a man is dressing nice does not mean he's nice. And tonight, I needed to be unashamed. I don't know who is that person in this house that have something you trust the Lord to deal with. Tonight, don't be ashamed. You are going to deal with it, you alone and God, wherever you are sitting. Yes. Yes. In 10 years to come, God is going to bless you. In 15 years to come, you are going to be on air. In 5 years to come, some of you millionaires. But question, will you still be standing? Will you still be standing? Is there anything around your life that is dragging and pulling you down? When do you want to conquer it? Now? Tomorrow? When? Can you mention it before Him? For with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. With you, Lord, I can be naked, I'm not ashamed.
Just hold it.
With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust.
Oh, what manner of love is this?
That is why you remain my friend. with you, Lord, I can be open and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be naked and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. And the last thing I'll talk about in 2 minutes and we pray is a life of total surrender. Total surrender, yieldedness. If there is any man that ever carried the presence of God, it was because he was yielded. It was because he surrendered his all. It was not because he was a strong man. It was not because he was a superman. It was all because he was surrendered. You will not know how much God can do with you until you surrender. The word surrender is not for unbelievers. The word surrender is for believers. A point where you drop your life. A point where you drop your will. A point where you drop your ambitions, your desires. Now you want to be a medical doctor. What if God says no? No, that's the question. What if God says no? For me, I wanted to be a lawyer. I graduated. When I was about to go to law school, my name was shortlisted. I went to the board. I saw it. I don't even remember. I think number 7 or so. When I went there, I was so excited. And there and then, the Lord told me, you're not going to law school. Tears gathered in my eyes. But I said, Lord, if it's for the kingdom, I drop it. For 3.5 years, I didn't even collect my degree result. The result came. In fact, it was a lecturer that followed me with the result 2 weeks back or 3 weeks back, brought it to my place. When I collected it, I dropped it under my table. It was like after a week, I didn't check the result. Right now, I don't even know where I kept it. I told the Lord, if you say you need me, then I drop everything for you. Can you be that surrendered? Yours might not be that you should drop your result, but for you, it might be something hanging around your life that God is saying drop. Can you be yielded enough? Can you surrender? Can you surrender? This is the mystery behind all the great men you know. Look at a man writing a song. Let my will be your own. Let your will, your desire be mine. Let me not even have a choice again. Can you live that kind of life? Where you don't have a choice. You don't have the ability to choose anything. We call it the life of surrender. Where what he wants is automatically what you want. What he wants. It's like being in a house. What the father wants to eat, everybody's under compulsion to eat that thing. He just comes back home and tells his wife, cook rice for me. Then children say, I want to eat swallow. They say, whose business is that? Cook rice. If you are in this house, you must eat what I eat. If you really want to be used of the Lord, that's the point you must come to. Where you don't have a choice again. If the Lord says, move, you don't ask him where. You just start moving. If the Lord says, stop, you don't ask him for what. You just stop. A life of yieldedness. Yieldedness. That the reason why you are not yet doing a thing is because God said you shouldn't. As soon as you hear an instruction, you are up. You are up. When that becomes your life, is a sign that love is building. When that becomes your life, then you can tangibly carry his presence around. I mean tangibly carry his glory around. Tangibly. Brothers and sisters, there is a dimension of God's presence that is not given to you just like that. It's a reward. It's a reward. Believe what I'm telling you. There is a dimension of God's presence that is not given to you at midbirth. There is a dimension of God's presence that is not given to you when you do all of these things you are doing or when you get born again. It comes as a reward. A reward for diligence. A reward for yieldedness. A reward for separation. A reward for sacrifices. And listen, when you get to that point where it's delivered to you, you get it once and for all. It can't be taken again. No. I've come to say how much
To retreat before the Lord in the next few minutes before we close. What I call a retreat is that you will gather yourself together, just you and the Lord, this evening. This evening. This evening. If there is anything you need him to address, if you hide it from yourself, please don't hide it from him. We will be of all men most miserable. Listen. And of course, everyone, you will be of all men most miserable if you hide it from him, because he knows all. Believe me, he does. He knows all. You're going to say, Lord, you know my weaknesses. You know my ups and downs. I know people call me names to celebrate me, but you know this thing, I'm struggling with it. Tonight, search me. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to declare to you that I still suffer with anger. I'm not ashamed to declare to you that I still struggle with lust. I'm not ashamed to declare to you that I still struggle with sleep. You think sleep is not a sin? You oversleep. Look at where your life is. You sleep your life and forget you were supposed to make impact. Lord, I'm not ashamed to declare that I'm too lazy. I know people see my muscles, they think I'm a strong man, but you know how lazy I am. Lord, I'm not ashamed to declare to you that I still struggle with fornication, with adultery, whatever it is that you are struggling with. Lord, I'm not ashamed to announce to you that I still smoke when I'm hiding somewhere. Don't be ashamed to declare. Tonight, I know you can help me. Tonight, I know if you don't help me, then nobody can help me. How many people have advised you, look at this thing is happening again. They will call me down, parents, uncle, advise me, but this thing, I can't help myself out of it. Lord, tonight is that night. Can you help me out of this? Oh, how I wish somebody is just talking to the Lord wherever you are. Oh, there is the spirit of holiness in this house. Can you just confess to the Lord whatever you trust in him to help you out of? I know you are a man of God, but please talk to the Lord. It can be better than where it is now. It can be more than it is now. It can be bigger than it is now. That grace can multiply. Just keep talking to the Lord.
For with you, Lord, I can be naked. I'm not ashamed.
Just keep talking to the Lord.
With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear.
I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and humble. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician.
Now listen, can you just be on your feet 1 minute? Let me share something with you and then we'll pray. Listen. There was a man called David. Bible history tells us that his sins were more than the sins of Saul. It was David that killed a man and had his wife. It was David that numbered the soldiers of Israel even when God said he shouldn't. It was David that can do all kinds of things. All kinds of things. The only sin of Saul was that he went and did not destroy all. That was the only sin. David did all kinds of things. How can God call him a man after my heart? If you are the one to judge, you would think David should be the one to be punished. But till today, there has never been a king in Israel like unto David. Such that the Old Testament was done away with completely. But look at what the Bible says in the New Testament, that the tabernacle of David has to be rebuilt in the New Testament. Meaning what God did with David was not over in the Old Testament. He dragged him into the New Testament. Until today, no king, according to Bible prophecy, when Jesus will come down to have the 1,000 millennial reign and then the reign of the earth, the throne of David is still going to be in existence. Although Jesus will be here reigning, the throne of David will still be there. That's the man you call the adulterer. What was his secret? As soon as he knows he has gone wrong, he didn't hesitate to say, Lord, I'm sorry. You're going to pray one more time. Lord, I know there are things I don't know about myself. There are things I can do. I'm not doing them now because opportunity has not come. Lord, please search my heart and deliver me from every form of human tendencies. Do you understand what I'm saying? Deliver me from all forms of human tendencies. Deliver me. Deliver me. Help my weaknesses. Help my weaknesses. We have one more prayer to pray, but can you just talk to the Lord? Help my weaknesses. Help my weaknesses.
Search my heart, O God. Know my ways, O God. If there be any evil way, wicked way, Lord, lead me the path everlasting. I will not want, O God, to disappoint you. Let your investment upon my life not be crumbled by anything. Shada barada prosta balade atakesha zanda lama prosta balade kamara ba shata balaga priyanda kete laga barra sande kosha shata barada ba priyanda laga da beda gade be laga priyana ndi shata balaka ki herra ba 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 prosta balaga da beda kete ela brande come on outside, hope you're praying. Lord, deliver me from every form of tendencies. Anything that has the ability to pull me down, deliver me, O God. I need you, I need you, for nothing, not blessed, and no one else will do. I need you, hey, I need you, for your satisfied the longing inside. I need you. I need you, baby. For you satisfy the longing inside. I need you. I need you. For no place, nothing, and no one else will do. I need you. I need you. For you satisfy the longing inside.
Hallelujah. One more prayer. You're going to pray and say, Holy Spirit, initiate me into this love affairs. Listen. This was the prayer that changed my life. Holy Spirit, initiate me into this love affairs with you. Let me love you in an unexplainable way. Let me come into this intimacy with you that I cannot be able to be delivered from again. Lift your voice and pray, Lord, initiate this love of fear with me. Let me love you passionately. Cause me to love you. Cause me to fall in love with you. Cause us to fall in love with you. Cause us to fall in love with you. Cause us to fall in love with you. Cause us, God, cause me to fall in love.
Oh,
voices.
Cause us to fall in love with you, in love with you.
In case you didn't pray, come on, confess this one. Lord, cause me to fall in love with you.
In love, cause us to fall in love with you.
Personify it, cause me
to fall in love with you. In love with you. Cause me to fall in love with you. Cause me to fall in love with you. In love with you to my time. To fall. One more time, cause us to fall in love with you.
Can you just whisper it to him? Cause us,
cause me to fall in love with you. Cause me to fall in love. With you, cause me to fall in love. With you, cause us to fall passionately, desperately. Cause us to fall crazily in love. Cause us to fall in love.
Personify one more time.
Cause me, Lord, to fall. Lord, to fall in love with you. Lord, cause me to fall. Just to fall in love.
That'll be the song for you. For this season,
cause me to fall, to fall in love. Two more times, cause me to fall in love with you. Yeah. One more time, cause me to fall in love. In love.
Can you just lift your hands wherever you are?
Sha da 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 bo sa da da ya da da. Ya la ba do sha. Ya la ba da 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 do. Sha la ba de o sa. Ya da da do sha.
You will be lying if you say there are no things in your life you are trusting God to handle. And tonight, I invoke the grace of God. And I declare and decree that this night you are coming out. Believe it. This night you are coming out. From any form, every form of weakness, you are coming out. Lord, search every heart in this place. Deliver every heart from this place tonight from any form of wickedness. Any way that does not represent your ways tonight, let it be over. Let it be over. Let it be over. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray that the Lord initiate you into depth of love. Let the Lord initiate you into depth of love. May you grow to love the Lord like never before. May you grow to experience His love like never before. I decree and declare that the investment of God upon your life will not be in vain. The investment of God upon your life will not be destroyed in a hurry. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare this night, Lord, give everyone an encounter in the area of assignment that will single you out. In your specific area of assignment, may God bring that one and singular encounter that will alter your life and assignment forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I don't know what you did to me, but I know you did something to me. Tonight I pray that may you do that same thing to every life in this place. Cause everyone to experience you in a strange way, in a unique way, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Visit us in our dreams. Visit us in our visions. Visit us in times of prayer. Visit us in times of communion. And cause us to rise with you. Take us deeper with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And amen. Wherever you are, listen carefully. You are not born again. Or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. This is a very vital point for you. Please just be standing everywhere. Please be standing. Both inside and outside, be standing. Let's just honor those people. Wherever you are. You are making that decision tonight to say, I'm coming back home completely. Lord, you have to help me tonight. I rededicate my life. Or I come back home tonight, giving my life to you afresh. Wherever you are. Even if it's the overflow over there, wherever you are, I want you to take a step. Please come quickly. I will be waiting for you right here and now. Please come. Please come. You are in that category. You've heard the word of God. And you know that you are supposed to give your life to the Lord today. Or you are supposed to rededicate your life to the Lord today. Please don't stay back. If the Lord is talking to you, don't stay back. Please come. God bless you. Please come. God bless you. Please come. You've heard the word of God and you know that the Lord was talking to you. You heard God talking to you. It's time for you to respond to the call of God. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my sisters. It's not something you should just try to bargain. It's not something you should fight. You know you heard His voice. You know you heard His word. This is an opportunity for you to respond to His word. Please come. At the overflows, we can wait. Just double up your step. Come quickly. God help this lady. Come quickly. There is the presence of God here ready to help you. Come quickly. Please just come. Just come. Just come. Come quickly wherever you are. We are waiting. We can wait for you. We are not in a hurry. Just because of you, we can't be in a hurry. Please come. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all eternity. If you are still coming, we are waiting. I have just one life to live, oh, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all eternity. If you know your life is not true, come on. And you heard the word of God, please respond tonight. Oh, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all eternity. They are still coming. Let's sing one more time as you run. I have just whatever you're coming from, please just run. We are waiting. And it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all eternity. All right, I want you to place your hand on your heart, in your chest. And I want you to mean this prayer from the depth of your heart. This is not just a recitation. Mean it from the depth of your heart. God is going to help you tonight. As He forgives you, He will empower you. All right, can you pray after me? Say, Jesus, tonight I come to you. Forgive my sins. cleanse me from tonight. I'm born again. I walk with you. Let your grace establish me. No going back. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for your sons and daughters. I decree over their lives today. Let the grip of sin be broken. Let every form of yoke addiction be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Uphold them with your mighty hand. Let grace keep them. Let grace keep them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it is well with you. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Thank you for responding to this call. And please, our counselors will attend to you briefly. Thank you, and God bless you. Please just go this way. They will direct you. God bless you. Please go with them.
And for all eternity, one more time, say,
I have just my life to live.
Oh,
anything must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time.
And for all
Alright, before we close, you know this is your first time here, you've not been here before, can we bless you? Wherever you are, please take a step, just come forward quickly, let's pray for you before we close. You've not been here before, whether you are outside, we can wait, let's just bless you with the love of God. Wherever you are, please come, come quickly, thank you for coming, we are honored to have you. Please come closer, thank you. A lot of them are coming from the overflow, please come, we are waiting, we can wait for you, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. We are so excited having you in our midst today. God bless you. Please shift forward. Shift forward. Let those behind find space. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord bless you greatly. The Lord bless you greatly. Thank you for coming. The Lord honor you for coming. So excited and honored to have you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much for coming around. This is Family Worship Experience. And we want to believe you've been blessed tonight. We want to pray for you. Is all right? Amen. We want to pray for you and bless you. And your lives will never remain the same. Hallelujah. We meet here every Sunday evening, and it will be our joy to keep having you. Especially from next week, we are taking a series very important on kingdom finance and entrepreneurship. This is going to really help every mind, every mind. Thank you for coming. It will be our joy to have you, and I want to bless you tonight. Something will happen to your spirit. You will love God like never before. There is one thing we are known for here, love for God. Passionate love for him. Hallelujah. And that hunger in your heart will be planted and established tonight. Can I bless you tonight, Father? Thank you for your sons and daughters. You brought them here today for the first time. I decree that grace come upon them in a unique way. May your lives never remain the same. I declare that the love of God be planted in your heart. I decree that hunger for God be established in your heart. You will go and love the Lord like never before. Help that lady. Tonight is that night. Every potential, every gift that has been deposited in your inside that have been dormant, today I activate it. As you leave this place, you begin to walk in the reality of that gift. I activate it tonight. I activate it this night. And I decree that your lives are preserved. No man born of a woman can claim your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In case you came in here with any desire, any request, I release my faith now. And I decree that you're coming back with a testimony. Let that desire be turned to a testimony. Let it be turned to a testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you for coming. God bless you. I hope to see you again. Please, our ushers, attend to them quickly. God bless you. Please celebrate them quickly as the ushers attend to them. God bless you. Keep celebrating them. Keep celebrating them. Keep celebrating them. Keep celebrating them. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So honored to have you around. We love you. Glad to have you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Can you celebrate them one more time as they go? Thank you.
We know that you have been blessed. You can follow us on our Facebook page at Family Worship Experience International, or contact us through our email, familyworshipexperienceaog@gmail.com, or through these numbers, 090-6368-2271, or 090-9491-8989. Remain blessed.